right, let's go to Savin Westward hanging out in our studio. Savin Westward.
We're thinking the Pillsbury Doughboy had something to do with it.
Okay, there you go. That could have been it.
I didn't mean to bash Depeche Mode there during the
break. That's all right. I'm going to bash one of your sponsors.
Okay.
The guy from Max Madsen.
No, he's a great guy. He's a great guy. Max is
what's his name? Keanu Reeves in Dracula.
What?
The Indian guy?
Yeah.
It's like his accent, like, slips halfway through the commercial.
Oh, during the commercial.
He's, like, funny for, like, 10 seconds, and then, like, 15 seconds in, he's, like, totally, like, south side of Chicago.
I find the entire ad to be very, very humorous.
Scary, isn't it, with so much threatening
life around humming that shit.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm
that commercial actually influenced a lot of other commercial
movies.
Yes. Let me tell you something about Stabbing Westward. My favorite thing about Stabbing Westward is... they're part of my favorite PlayStation game.
Yes.
Oh, Duke Nukem.
Yeah.
Duke Nukem.
Awesome.
Yep.
I like the video games have now entered the adult realm.
Yeah. I love them.
Nudity, violence, profanity, death, dismemberment.
Yeah,
the dwarf from our show, Puppet, it's an arcade game. You can only play it in the arcades, but it's unbelievable. What video games have become, it's called Carn Evil. It's like a film. It's the bloodiest thing you've ever seen. Carn Evil.
He's the easiest one to kill.
He is the easiest one to kill. He's a dwarf.
Aren't we also hearing Save Yourself in NFL commercials?
Yes.
NFL
yes.
Feel the Power?
Yeah, it's in that. It's in a couple of movies.
Stabbing Westward, really, of the last 5 years, you have, like, one of the most misheard lyrics in a long time.
How can I have sex without you?
That's right. That's not it, though.
No.
What is he saying?
How can I exist without you? It's this really profound sort of like if someone is so much a part of you then it's to separate from you, then, you know, they've taken a part of you, and how can you exist without them? But somehow all these, like, yahoos have turned it into how can I have sex without you? And I'm thinking, well, with your hand, with a blow-up doll, find another chick.
Here's a wild question. Freak, you brushed your teeth this year?
Okay.
Look at those teeth on him.
Actually, this morning.
How do you get a yeast infection in your mouth when you're a little girl?
I'm telling you, Pillsbury Doughboy.
Has there been some physical abuse there, guys?
That is a really harsh accusation, even on Bob Noxious.
Come here. And she was born, you know, she was born with a, this is a fact.
No.
She was born with a huge clitoris.
That is
we
really
found out that was normal.
She
also.
Is how
that's
old? 2 months old?
Wait a minute. I'm just talking about it.
Thank you, Brian.
Is it normal for this? She had a huge clitoris and a yeast infection in her mouth.
She's an infant.
Sounds like she's got a good life ahead of her.
Yeah, is this normal?
I'd like to know if is it normal, if the medical community could tell us where it comes from.
Yeah, well, they all listen to this show.
Now it's cured, and my son seems to have picked it up.
She'll never be afraid of staring.
Where did your son pick it up, though?
I don't know. I mean, he shot bottles.
All right. All right, they have twins. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Now that we talked about yeast infection in infants and large clitorises, ladies and gentlemen, it's Stanley Westward!
This one's called Pedophilia.
Cool, that's my favorite
song.
Where's my distortion pedal? Oh, so are you seriously ready for this?
Yep, hell yeah, born that way.
Okay, we do need to point out we did actually forget our distortion pedals. So this is two acoustic guitars and me and Andy. The rest of the band is hungover. Oh, you didn't know we were going to do this till 2 a.m. last night.
Stop making excuses and play.
Okay, we're going to play. I need a Guinness.
Go get him a Guinness.
My blood's thinning. Okay, let's do it.
Do you really want a Guinness?
No, I got some coffee, thanks.
Okay.
It's all the same color.
Here we go. This is called What Do I Have to Do? Ready?
Mm-hmm. Could all be for nothing.
Unfortunately, guys, it didn't work because it sounded great. Stabbing West with live on the show. Man Pals Morning Madhouse. Man Pals. Stabbing Westward tonight at a Q101 show sold out with Depeche Mode.
Absolutely. Rosemont Horizon tomorrow night, second show. That's not sold out yet as far as I know. But it's going fast.
Can I do my impression of you when you found out the ABC and Barbara Walters got Monica Lewinsky, but it wasn't going to be like that. Fox won. Fox had Monica Lewinsky. However, they couldn't find anybody to interview her.
What?
No kidding. Well, they don't, who do they have?
Right. They don't have any credible, like, you know, like Barbara Walters.
They asked Katie Couric, Matt Lauer, Phil Donahue, or Walter Cronkite to freelance over to Fox and do it. Phil Donahue said he would do it, but it fell through anyway.
They have a whole news channel of their own. Why don't they just use one of those people?
Well, James Brown of America's Funniest Fame.
He's good, actually. He did Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding.
He was not very good on it.
Who's the blonde chick that we like in the morning?
Any blonde chick. Edie. Sweet Edie.
She could have done it.
The ACLU is mad at Ohio, their elementary school system, because in Lorain, Ohio, a kid had a shirt. Listen to this. A little boy had a shirt. By the way, no way could I have worn this. Born to raise hell. Now, born to raise hell. Could you have gotten away with it? I couldn't. I could.
Ready for Stabbing Westward?
Yes. Sold out tour they're on across the world with Depeche Mode. Stabbing Westward. First song was great. What song do you want to hear, Freak?
Well, they're playing like Shame would. I don't know. Shame would be cool, but I don't know if they can do it acoustically.
Can you do it?
No.
You are correct. Wait. Save yourself.
You can't really do live.
We were working on a thing called Jazz Odyssey a while ago, hang on, we'll try it a moment of it. Hang on.
Do you guys already have a song in mind that you're going to play?
Yes.
Of course we do.
We only know two.
We're sitting here with acoustic guitars, man.
What would you like to hear, Brian?
Well, I'd like to hear Save Yourself, Lies, or something.
You can't play that acoustically either.
Right.
We were going to play our new single.
They're going to play their new single.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stabbing Westward.
Yeah.
New single! Yeah!
I have a joke.
Oh, let's hear the joke.
Okay.
This is going to be bad.
So if there's an instruction with white goo coming from your mouth, it's called Thrush. Would that be Thrush Limbaugh? Anybody?
Yeah, I got it.
Woo! Is this not funny? Right. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stabbing Westward! Their new song!
Yay!
Thank you. We'll be doing some stand-up comedy at the... To remind everyone, I just woke up again. By the way, I just like to say this is called Sometimes It Hurts. Here we go.
The room just got huge.
I know, it's massive.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning, my head is ready to explode. I can't believe I've made it home alive. I don't remember where I went to, what I was drinking. I know it made me sick, and I'm not denying that I get this way when I try to get. You get this way when I try to get over you. Sometimes it hurts so much to lose the one you love. Sometimes it hurts so much. I tried too hard to hit you, but it only makes things worse. I only end up getting myself. It tears my hatred grows to do the lie. It's hard to face the truth sometimes. I only think of
driving me here.
Properly.